Time now for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. We've got Dan Denning here, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. I'm Dave Clemens. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Dave.
Glad you're here. We're going to talk about watering trees today.
Yeah.
Because trees are kind of a big part of a lot of people's landscape, right?
Super important. Yeah, right. I mean, if you think about your own yard, do you have any big mature trees in your yard?
I do. Some immature ones, too.
Yeah.
They make jokes every time I walk by. Yeah. As a matter of fact, in the corner of our driveway, the corner of the yard next to the driveway, there was like this exotic plant there that I somehow killed.
Uh-huh.
And so we got rid of it. And then this other tree grew there.
Oh, wild.
And it grew fast. So I don't know. It's probably like a bad tree.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's probably, you might want to come check it out. It could be something really bad.
Right.
It's like underneath the city and growing every day. I don't know.
Ooh.
The neighbor has aspen trees. It could be an aspen, right?
Oh, it could be a runner. Yeah.
Because those do that.
Yeah.
Which are kind of a hassle.
They are. They're pretty
I'm not crazy
prolific.
About the aspen trees.
You know, they're the right tree for the right place.
Right.
Right. So those are good if you've got some property and maybe
sure.
Some area.
But if you have a neighbor, not that I'm talking to anybody in particular, but if you have a neighbor and your trees are growing up in my backyard and my lawn, that's not cool.
Deal with it, man. I know.
Well, what do you do? I mean, do I like build a fence underground that goes really far deep?
Well, yeah. So, you know, you're not far off. So they actually do sell like root barrier material
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you could go along the line of your fence and you can install that. You know, really when you get into, I mean, some people they'll go and they'll actually round up the new sprouts off of that roof.
Sure.
We're going and cut sever that root. You want to be careful with doing that because you don't know if it'll adversely affect the tree itself.
Sure,
it could
sure.
be already struggling.
Right, because
so,
they're connected.
Yeah.
Right.
So after the fact, it's always tougher to deal with than, you know, when it's planted, getting it, you know, adequate space from your fence or your neighbor's yard.
Sure.
The root barriers help. But yeah, if it's a long runner, you might be okay cutting some of it back.
Right. Well, let's talk about the trees that we do want. We've got our tree in the yard. We need to make sure they're going to thrive. What
yeah.
do we do?
Yeah. So, I mean, trees, you know, we tend to just kind of take them for granted as part of the landscape, but really they do need some individualized care because of the impact they have, right? It's really expensive to replace a large mature tree, right?
Sure.
If that aspen of your neighbor's happens to die, that's some costly replacement there. So how can we take care of them to make sure they're structurally sound and provide all the benefits of shade and cooling that they do for the long term? And this question comes up a lot, especially in our turf removal program, where, you know, that tree was maybe getting irrigated by the lawn, which isn't, you know, the best way to do it, but the tree is then used to a real frequent amounts of water. But shallow water oftentimes, and then all of a sudden you remove that turf and that irrigation, we go to drip. It's like, well, now what do? We still need to get that tree water.
Sure.
So it doesn't stress. So one of the most important pieces is the location of where we want to water trees. And it's out at the drip line, right? So a lot of times in new development, we'll see trees go in and they run two bubblers right up against the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's horrible.
That's not the way to do it.
No. You know, aside from disease and other like crown rot problems, that's not where the feeder roots are. So the drip line is essentially, if you look at the circumference of the canopy, like out to where the branches end,
mm-hmm.
if you go directly down to the ground from there, that's where the feeder roots are on the trees.
Gotcha.
So they're different roots than the structural kind of like buttress or tap roots. These are real fine roots that are often like 12 to 18 inches down in the soil. And those are the roots we need to get the water to. That's what takes up water.
Okay. So it's not real close to the tree usually.
No. So that's an important thing. If you're laying a drip line or you're putting out some bubblers, get them out to the drip line of the tree. And then in general, watering deep and infrequently. So young trees, you know, 3 years or less, approximately 10 gallons per week. Okay. Older trees, you know, that 4 to 10 to 15 year, you're about 20 to 25 gallons per week. But we just said water infrequently. Okay. So older trees, you can water once every like 3 to 4 weeks. So that's 100, 150 gallons you're going to put down, but once a month, essentially.
Gotcha.
Newer trees, you can do it like every 2 weeks, you know, cause they're actively growing and they're going to need that water, more frequently. One thing that we want to, really express importance on is if you're setting up or retrofitting your landscape, always have a separate zone or a valve, some people call it, for your trees, right? So that's how we can manage that water once a month or with the right amount of volume of water that we're putting down. When it's mixed in a zone with other plants, it's really hard to tell how much is actually getting to the tree.
Right, because it's so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just kind of spraying
everywhere.
Their
needs are so different.
Sure, yeah. So if you can, a separate zone for trees is always beneficial. And you can get some of this information. Check out, I'm going to give someone else's website, the OSU Extension Service has information on trees and taking care of trees in Central Oregon. That's a really good resource. You can get to the WaterWise Plant Guide of theirs through our website on waterwisetips.org. But yeah, go out there and...
Okay. So you look up, so you just look up the OSU Extension. You don't have the website with you?
I don't have it off the top of my head.
I know. Well, very well planned. Good job.
It's probably really long.
Thank goodness,
and you wouldn't want
those,
me to say it on the radio
anyway.
That's
true. Thank goodness for search engines, right?
Google will help you out there,
right,
folks.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, you do know your website.
I do. Waterwisetips.org.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.